have a long table. And I'm not really very clear about this, all of this, mm-hmm. the arrangement. Mm-hmm. But that's sort of mm-hmm. as I remember it. But mm-hmm. I do know it was a corner house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What kind of furniture did they have, like, in the living room? Can you remember? What sorts of things?
What sorts of things? Uh-huh. It would be just straight back chairs, mostly, and, say, a square table.
Uh-huh.
Not much furniture. I mean, they're all very small rooms. This was a very small house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What kind of heat did you have in the house? Do you remember?
Wood.
Wood? You didn't have to chop wood, did you?
I didn't chop the wood, no.
Who chopped it?
My father.
Huh.
Possibly my brother, I don't know. But my father chopped, or either we had it hauled in because we had to buy it. It wasn't there.
Uh-huh, yeah. Well, was it like in fireplaces or was it in...
No, it was a wood heater.
Right.
A wood stove. Well, they're making them now again, some of these pot-bellied stoves, but this was not. This was one of the longer type.
Mm-hmm.
Cast iron stoves, right?
What did you do when they made a fire? Did you ever do it, or did your father always do it?
Well, we were a little bit young. They didn't really trust us to building fires.
What did they do? Just describe for me what all they had to do.
Well, they'd have to clean the ashes out to begin with from the previous fire, and they'd lay the wood in and
mm-hmm.
light it. Sometimes they'd put a paper or something in to ignite it.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the smaller wood that you start fire with?
Kindling.
Sorry, what?
Kindling.
Did you ever put a big piece of wood in the back of the fire?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Let me give you an idea. To make it burn good, you put it closer to the door. Your fire started to keep you wet closer to the door. You have to grab. It'll make you burn.
Mm-hmm.
Burn
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What did you keep your clothes in? Did you? Where'd you put your clothes?
On a clothesline. Out in the backyard.
All the time?
Oh, you mean when you washed or when you were?
Yeah. No, I mean in just
storage?
Yeah.
In the house?
Yeah.
We had wardrobes.
Mm-hmm. Can you describe one for me?
Mm-hmm. The tall piece of furniture where you hang clothes.
Uh-huh. You didn't have like a built-in?
No built-in closets.
Uh-huh.
No.
Uh-huh.
No, there were wardrobes that we each, person had in his bedroom, and you store as much clothes in there as you could, and
uh-huh.
otherwise you stack them in a chest of some kind.
What?
Shrunk is a German word for
Kuffer.
Uh-huh. Trunk.
Uh-huh.
Trunk.
I see. Yeah, you don't get this. It's everywhere. What would you call stuff that you don't want anymore? You just odds and ends of stuff that you're about to throw away, maybe, or give to Goodwill or whatever.
I don't really have a word for that. Outcast.
Okay. What would you call a room where you kept that kind of stuff?
I have no idea.
You lived in town, most of the
time.
Right.
This is in town.
Did you all
walk off from the square?
Did y'all ever keep chickens or anything like that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we had chickens.
What else did you keep? Did you keep anything like?
We had no other animals there. We did have a garden, but we did not have a cow. However, my aunt across the road had a cow. We got milk there.
Oh, uh-huh. Did she keep her in the backyard? Or?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yes.
Did she, what kind of a building did she have for this cow?
Well, a little shed, barn type.
Uh-huh. Small?
It's very small.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
If for one family that way, they just usually had one cow.
Uh-huh.
And,